From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Late today, Senate Republicans succeeded in blocking Democrats from bringing up a massive bill that would rewrite the rules for Wall Street. In a procedural vote to cut off a GOP filibuster, Democrats fell 3 votes short of the 60 they needed to move forward. But they're certain to try again soon, confident that public opinion is on their side. We have this report from NPR's David Wellner.
Republicans voted together to sustain a GOP filibuster blocking consideration of the financial regulatory bill. Two Democrats voted with them as well, one of them Nebraska's Ben Nelson because he opposes the measure as it's currently written, and the other Majority Leader Harry Reid so he'll have the right under Senate rules to call for another vote on ending the filibuster. Before the roll call began, Reid declared voting to start debate on Wall Street reform is, quote, as simple as right and wrong.
Democrats stand for bringing more accountability and transparency to Wall Street. But as far as I can tell, the only thing Republicans stand for is standing together. They boasted about banning together at this time at all costs, even at the cost of our national economy. But a party that stands with Wall Street is a party that stands against families and against fairness.
Connecticut Democrat Christopher Dodd is chairman of the Banking Committee, which drew up the financial overhaul bill. He went to the Senate floor to plead with his colleagues to vote for cloture, as the procedure is known, to let the bill come up.
Let us get to this debate. Let us have a chance. If you don't like what I've done on consumer protection, on derivatives, if you don't like what we've done on too big to fail, if you don't like what we've done on other matters of the bill, then come and bring up amendments. Let's discuss them. Let's debate them. But let's have that ability to at least try and shape this legislation.
That debate, in fact, has already begun on the bill, even though formally it's blocked. New Hampshire Republican Judd Gregg angrily questioned a new provision that would force banks to spin off their trading in derivatives.
Is it necessary to make the derivatives market work right in this country? Absolutely not. This is just punitive language put in out of spite because there is a movement in this country and in this Congress, unfortunately, which I call pandering populism, which just simply dislikes anything that has to do with Wall Street.
While Democrats accused Republicans of voting to protect Wall Street, GOP leader Mitch McConnell portrayed their opposition to bringing up the bill as in step with what he claimed was a skeptical American public.
We can solve this problem, but we won't solve the problem if we vote for cloture tonight. A vote for cloture is a vote that says we are done listening to the American people on this issue. And a vote against ending this debate is a vote for bipartisanship, for working out an ironclad solution to the problem of too big to fail.
Polls, in fact, show majority support for the Democrats' push to rewrite the rules governing Wall Street. That's why Democrats are confident that enough Republicans will eventually drop their resistance to the bill and vote to move forward, possibly later this week. Meanwhile, talk has already turned to what comes after the financial regulations debate, a comprehensive immigration overhaul that few had thought possible to bring up this election year now appears more likely to be considered. In part, that may be because Majority Leader Reid hopes to win over more Latinos as he seeks re-election in Nevada. But Democrats say it's also because of the tough immigration enforcement measure that became law last Friday in Arizona. Arizona Republican John McCain acknowledged on the Senate floor that many view that law as a civil rights issue.
There's no intention whatsoever to violate anyone's civil rights, but this is a national security issue. This is a national security issue where the United States of America has an unsecured border between Arizona and Mexico, which has led to violence, the worst I have ever seen, and numbers that stagger those who are unfamiliar with the issue.
When the Senate last attempted to revamp the nation's immigration laws 3 years ago, McCain co-sponsored the bill. This time, though, he too is up for re-election, and he's not calling for Congress to act on immigration. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.